Hello and welcome to the Integrated Corridor Management webinar focusing on the Montgomery County, Maryland and Oakland, California Pioneer Sites. My name is Jennifer Simone and I'll be going over a few details before I turn the webinar over to Brian Cronin of the Research and Innovative Technology Administration. Today's webinar is being recorded. The recording will be posted online in the next week or so along with a podcast and is meant to be used as a resource to help with ICM implementation. Today's webinar will last approximately 3 hours and is designed to be interactive. There will be an opportunity to ask questions following each presentation and again at the end of the webinar. We may not be able to respond to all questions within the time frame, but we'll get back to you following the webinar if your question was unanswered. There will also be several times during the webinar that we will solicit input from the audience to help us all understand the state of the practice across the country in this area. As you may have noticed, all participants are now in listen-only mode. The operator will give you instructions during the Q&A session on how to ask questions over the phone, but you may also type questions into the chat area on the left side of the screen. There will be several occasions where we'll bring up multiple choice polls. Keep in mind that although the participants can't tell who responded to the questions, the webinar host will be able to associate responses with attendees, and therefore the responses are not completely anonymous. If anyone has any questions related to the webinar environment or the format of the webinar or any technical difficulties, please type them into the chat box and I will respond to you. I do see some comments coming in that the audio quality is pretty bad right now. Carol, are you on the line? Is the operator available?
Yes.
I'm getting some comments that there's a lot of static on the phone right now.
Okay, I'm not hearing that. I just heard a couple beeps, but I'm not hearing any static.
Okay.
I'll continue to listen for that.
Okay. Let's see. Yeah, I can kind of hear it myself, like some feedback coming in. I'm not sure where it's coming from.
Okay, I will monitor for that.
Okay, let's keep going and see if it improves at all. So again, we're going to try to get these audio issues fixed. I know that everybody is hearing some static and some feedback, so hopefully we can get that resolved pretty quickly. At this point, I'm going to turn the presentation over to Brian Cronin of the USDOT Research and Innovative Technology Administration, who's going to provide an overview of the ICM initiative. Brian?
Brian, can you hear me?
Very low.
Okay, I thought I was on mute, but... Hello, everybody. This is Brian Cronin with USDOT, the RITA ITS Joint Program. What I'd like to do is walk through the overview of the ICM initiative before handing it over to Montgomery County and Oakland to talk more specifically about the systems they've been designing and the goals and objectives of ICM for the corridors in their region. The ICM, the purpose of the webinar is for us to really take some opportunity to provide input on what we've been doing over the last ICM concept, defining that, and what a system would do in effect in real corridors across the country. We'll provide an overview of the initiative and have some of the sites talk specifically about what they've been doing. As a reminder, the ICM initiative is looking at how we can develop an analysis methodology and evaluate different strategies and measure their impact for improving transportation, and then providing the knowledge, resources, and materials available to practitioners so that they will be ready to implement ICM upon completion of this initiative. I'm trying to get the slide to go forward and not go.
Do you want this one with the Pioneer Sites?
Slide 9. What I need.
There you go. The corridor networks today slide?
Slide 9.
This one actually is slide 9. What is the heading on it?
Showing slide 8 showing up on my screen.
You made your connection. I'm seeing 9 right now. If you want to keep going and tell me what advanced slides, I can do that for you.
So the ICM initiative is looking at how today we have networks that are independently optimized in terms of arterials, transit, and highway systems. And we are, through ICM, we think that there can be a significant value added by integrating both all of these networks and treating it as one comprehensive corridor. In the future, by 10, we think that as we use ICM, it will be a tool to look at how we address congestion and through an ICM, identify problems and then ultimately manage capacity along the corridor. So last, about a year and a half ago, we selected through a competitive process Seattle, Oakland, San Diego, Minneapolis, Dallas, and Montgomery County to develop their concept for ICM in real-world corridors. And then along with that, develop requirements for developing those systems. Today, we'll be having them talk more specifically about that. To give you an overview of some of the attributes of corridors, we selected a wide range of corridors in terms of size, population, network assets.
Brian, if you could speak up a little bit.
Network assets in terms of freeway, some have tolling and HOV lanes, some do not. All of them have real-time arterial control in some fashion. Various different transit operations, with express bus, bus rapid transit, and rail operations. This should give us a vast amount of information and opportunity to look at different networks and apply the results to different corridors throughout the country. Where we are in the initiative, completed phase three of the first part of that in terms of defining the system. We're also in the process of developing analysis, modeling, and simulation tools to help agencies determine what strategies make most sense given their operating characteristics of their network. So what did we do? In the first phase, we applied the system engineering process and looking at what is the concept of operations, what are the requirements for so we can make a better decision in terms of what do we want to demonstrate and the impact of that demonstration. What do we measure and obtain resulting from an ICM demonstration? Right now, we're entering into the modeling phase of the initiative. What we expect is through sound performance.
Jennifer, I pulled your line out of conference. This is Carol.
Yes.
Brian's line has some static on it. I don't know if you can tell. When he talks, there's some static. When he stops, it stops.
Yeah, I did notice that.
Got a little bit of feedback. I've tried to adjust as much as I can on my side, but there's not a whole lot I can do. I mean, I've lowered it, I mean, as much as I can, but yet, you have to be able to hear him as well. So it sounds like maybe his line is actually the one that's got that little bit of static on it. And he was on mute when you called for him the first time. I'm thinking he had muted his line because I didn't mute him. So I unmuted him when you called his name.
Okay.
I'm wondering if it's possibly mainly just from his line.
That's what I'm thinking, too, that it sounds like it may be coming from his phone.
Okay. I mean, I'm trying to adjust as much as I can, but there's only so much adjustment we can do. So.
Okay. Thank you.
I'll join you back.
You will now be placed into conference.
I see.
You will now be placed into conference.
A traffic control strategy. But we're working with different modeling types and different ICM concepts to pull together the sources together and make a modeling process that's valid for ICM. So what are the next steps? Shortly, we will move into a modeling phase with three of the sites. We completed a test corridor analysis. Those documents should be up on our website shortly. But we'll be looking at three real concepts for ICM and at how do we model and analyze the results and then make us better informed what sorts of demonstration we need to have in order to prove out the concept of ICM. So over the last year, we completed the concept of operations and requirements, finalizing the process of selecting ICM sites. In the fall, we will be putting together test plans for doing the analysis. So where can you find out more information about ICM and what we've done? We have the ICM knowledge base. And in this part of the website, Rita, you can get information from the first phase, which had some foundation research and information. And shortly, we'll be adding in the concept of operations and requirements documents from each of the eight sites. We also have information from the statistical analysis on the modeling results. And finally, there are fact sheets and letters and copies of the trade journal articles. What we're going to be adding soon is more capability to the site. What we look forward to is information from you during this webinar. What you can use to help you implement the best ICM for your network supporters. Lastly, myself, Steve Morton from FTA, and Dale Thompson from Federal Highway are the three main contacts managing the initiative for USDOT. Available to answer any questions that you may have, or you can go to the ICM. Thank you.
Hello?
Okay, well, at this point, we're going to take questions from the audience. And while, if anybody has any questions, I'm also going to put up some polling questions that we want to hear from you, from the audience, to see where you are in implementing ICM. The first question, what corridors in your area might be feasible candidates for implementing ICM? If you could type that into the chat box, what the corridors in your area that might be candidates for ICM, in a minute, I'll type that question into the chat box as well. And the other questions, I'm going to bring up a few polls and look for your responses. While I'm bringing those polling questions up, Brian, I do see a question there. If you could briefly explain the differences and similarities of ICM, active traffic management, and travel demand management.
I think right now, ICM is sort of a broader idea that probably could encompass both active traffic management and travel demand management. Right now, the biggest difference I see is active traffic management seems to focus on highway arterial operations. How do you manage a highway? Integrated corridor management broadens that out. Also, I think active traffic management and travel demand management start to bring that in. I think our main focus is looking at the system that provide operations. What do we need? Operators.
And Brian, I probably should mention, I don't know if we're having some issues with your phone, but it is cutting in and out, so if you could just make sure to speak as loudly as possible. I don't see any of the questions typed in. We can actually open up the phone lines and see if anybody has any questions to ask over the phone. So Carol, if you could give instructions on how to ask questions over the phone.
Thank you. At this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1. Please unmute your phone and record your name clearly when prompted. Name is required to ask a question. Once again, please press star 1 if you'd like to ask a question.
And as a reminder as well, if you could respond to the poll questions that are showing up on the screen right now.
I don't have any questions on the phone lines.
Okay, thank you. We'll give everybody a few more moments just to respond to the polls that are on the screen. We are definitely interested in your responses. We would like to see where you are in implementing ICM. Definitely encourage everybody to respond to the polls. We do have another question that just came in. Should ICM corridors be limited within one metro area, or could a corridor connect two metros?
We've been focusing in on sort of urban corridors in the metro area. I mean, I guess it's ultimately dependent upon how close those corridors are in the metro areas they serve in terms of what the dynamics and the ultimate size of the network as defined. So for Texas, if you're thinking about, you know, Dallas and Fort Worth, the major corridor between the two might be probably feasible to be one corridor that you're managing, maybe Austin down to San Antonio, depending on how long you want to define that corridor. To date, though, most of the sites we've been focusing on have focused in on urban corridors, extending out maybe 20 or